And good morning once again. A special edition of Over the Garden Fence as Tim and Andy are on location, and let's hook up with them now. Good morning.
Larry, and good morning, everyone. We are live at the Alamo Township Park, DE Avenue, just off of 6th Street, for this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. Of course, joining us, your gardening expert, Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence, of course, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, located right there at the corner of Millam and 12th Street. Let's hand things over to Andy Waddell.
Hey, Tim, thanks a lot, and thanks for having me out, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Hey. What a nice morning. It is. God's made another nice one today. It's perfect gardening weather, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's nice because you come down here, and maybe that person that didn't want to toil and get that maybe dirt under their fingers, be rather come down and buy something right away.
Absolutely, the perfect opportunity to do so. We're here on the north side of Kalamazoo, Alamo Township Park.
Yeah, very easy to get to, guys. West Main to 6th. Head north, yep. So right by Alamo Baseball Diamonds. So I just want to say welcome, everybody. So I enjoy coming out here, and my kids graduated from Otsego and played out here for years. So I just want to say thank you, Tim, for having us out here, too. And wanted to thank Dan for getting us organized, from heading us up and getting us out here. So I just wanted to say a little visit to some of the booths this morning, for starters, so before we can maybe walk down our row of vendors that are here. We had a nice chance to talk to Gene, the pumpkin man, this morning. He's got honey and pumpkin butter. And Tim, he has on the developing side of growing a pink pumpkin for breast cancer awareness. So he has found something that he was telling me he's got one on the table that it was pink last fall that he saved, that each pumpkin that's being grown, he'll get 25 cents to go to breast cancer awareness. So he's already put his funds in and said the crop is doing good for this year, which is kind of cool.
A pink pumpkin, huh?
A pink pumpkin. So we got Fred that is doing walking sticks that I was shown this morning. So he's got really nice walking sticks and zucchini bread, and he's actually making a nice walking stick. You can buy a nice fresh one. I just ran into Robin Willard that does really nice dried herbs. One of her favorites this morning was Mexican seasoning, dehydrated eggs, and cinnamon. I ran into Brenda Laws, which does very nice handcrafts and did some crocheting. Nichols Farms, I know her mom, Marianne Nichols, and Steve, I went to church with them for years, and had some really nice syrup and baby tears and meat, chicken meat this morning, fresh chicken. And I'm being handed, Dave and Pat Rice had some really nice yard markers, and Lori Lewis have some nice handcrafted jewelry. And we also have a, I've been told, a 50-50 raffle for pumpkin carving for the kids in October. Dollar each or 6 for $5. Then I had a nice chance where we're sitting this morning, Tim, to meet Barb Smith, who does some homemade bread and flower arrangements that look very nice. So one nice fresh flower arrangement for the table this weekend at the house. And I just had a nice conversation with Brenda Carl, does the Chula Vista Garden Club in Otsego, Plainwell area. They meet once a month, have a nice membership of 27 members, and does nice community gardens in both towns, and did a nice nursing home project in Bloomingdale. So nice team that's here this morning.
Oh, absolutely. And thank all these folks for coming out here, and hope you have the time to stop by as well.
You bet. So I just wanted to, last couple weeks, we've been doing a little bit, Tim, of our own farmer's market. Just like I said, a lot of people want to do their own now, and that's why we're here at the farmer's market. My wife is down at the Kalamazoo, and she's been here twice just getting fresh produce, and it's nice to bring that home for the weekend.
Oh, absolutely. Nothing like picking over there. I see the sweet corn. I might be heading right over there after we're done to pick some of that stuff up, I tell you.
Yeah, or I know there's a lot of nice gifts and things here, too, that people can pick. So the idea is, I remember when I was a little kid, I remember my mom and my older sister being taken down to the farmer's market in Kalamazoo. My dad would be down there selling off the Waddell's trucks. And yes, times have changed. But our growing has stayed the same in the family. Family that started a business 68 years ago. And so back to returning to Alamo's Farmer's Market, I was invited a couple years ago to their grand opening. And I was given a key to the city at Alamo, which I was very honored. Isn't it nice to buy fresh and local? Maybe you want to grow your own. There might be an opportunity sometime that you could have some pride into growing your own. Self-satisfaction. From ground to mouth, I would say sometimes, from field to fork. I say sometimes pride that I grew that prized tomato. So sometimes you see that everybody knows the basics. You know, they have the basic tomatoes, maybe a few apple trees. But Jim, I threw in a few oddballs this morning. I can be an oddball too myself, you know. I'm sorry.
We all have that trait. We all have.
That's right. But we've got in the full line of from natives to local fresh produce that you could grow. So we have over 3 dozen varieties of fruit trees right now in stock. So if somebody wanted sweet or sour cherry or to go pick a Honeycrisp apple, you could. But I wanted to throw a few items in that we stock that are maybe fun. And I think people are starting to realize that maybe instead of planting that burning bush, maybe you plant that blueberry. So we have something called goji berry.
Goji berry.
And it's called also called life berry. If you look it up online, it's a very easy-to-grow shrub. It grows super fast. It's purple flowers in summer and fruits in the fall. It is the highest of all antioxidants available. High in vitamins can be enjoyed in fresh, dried, or frozen. If picked while it is fresh, it has quite a tart taste similar to cranberry. It has quite a bite, but it grows extremely fast, and it's an item that we started carrying. We're starting to carry fig. People are looking more for maybe that original or some of those varieties that were grown by their grandfather and grandmother years ago. Celeste fig is also called sugar fig. It's really good in deer resistance. It fruits on last year's wood, so it will actually bear even when it's young. We looked last night. We have some really nice Mount Morenci cherries loaded with fruit right now. Very easy grow. It's self-fertile. And we have a new pear. Hey, you like pears?
A new pear. Yeah, I like pears.
Yeah. We have sepal pear, and it's a bite-sized little pear. It's so sweet that it's sometimes called sugar pear. So it's hardy, blight-resistant, ripens to mid-summer, to mid-September, and it's a nice lineup for something like putting on the table and just munching with. So I got a couple others. Maybe we could go to a break. And I have a native talk at Waddell's this morning at 10:30. And I got a few natives also that I'd like to talk about that people are buying to eat.
All right. Sounds good. We'll head back to the studio and be right back live this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence from Alamo Township Park on 590 WKZO.
Where do you go to get professional plant advice and the best quality plants available in our area? Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, of course. Waddell's has Michigan-certified nursery specialists, Scots-trained lawn pros, and master gardeners on staff to help you choose the right plants for your area or help diagnose what may be wrong with your existing plants. Stop in to see for yourself. You'll find the best selection of trees, shrubs, perennials, evergreens, and any products and tools you may need to care for your outdoor living area. You'll also find the plant doctor who can help you with a bothersome weed, an irritating insect, or a sick plant. If you have concerns about your lawn, trees, perennial, or vegetable plants, you have Japanese beetles, aphids, a watering problem, bring in a sample of the plant and some soil from around it to get an accurate assessment of the problem and a prescription for control and prevention techniques. You can also bring in a one-cup sample of your soil to get a free pH test. Weddell's Plant Doctor is always in and ready to help you. Weddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Mill and 12th Street.
And it is 9:22. You're listening to Over the Garden Fence with your host, gardening expert Andy Weddell. Andy and Tim are on location today, and let's head back.
All right. Thank you very much, Larry. Again, live Alamo Township Park, DE Avenue, just west of 6th Street. Easy to get here. If you're on M43, just head north on 6th Street. You'll see the signs. Once again, joining us, of course, Andy Weddell.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening this morning and having me out at the farmer's market. Come on out. They're open this morning and open till 2 o'clock. So plenty of time and beautiful weather, nice breeze this morning. So we're talking about items that people are having for sale today. Like Tim said, I've seen some nice corn down there I might be interested in, or some of that honey. But we're doing a couple lineups on native items that are people are buying to actually use in their yard. And one of those is, in fruit bearing, is persimmon. And I don't know, have you even heard of that, Tim, before?
No, that I have not.
Persimmon is a native tree. It has actually a delicious fruit if it's actually picked at the right time. But the fruit is prized by wildlife. Harvested in the late fall, fruit is traditionally eaten and in like in a steam pudding. It is a large tree. It'll get anywhere from 10 to 50 foot in height with about a spread of 12 to 25. I do remember years ago being down south and finding that persimmon on the ground and shaking that tree and actually eating some of those and almost like a soft apricot. It was actually fairly good. I was impressed. Now, in my my father's woods is another great native that is catching on and gaining popularity, and that is pawpaw. And have you heard of that, Tim?
I've heard of the town, yes.
But it's actually a tree. So it's also a very nice native, and it's an understory tree. It would go very good in a shady understory situation. Its fruiting needs to be with two or more trees. So pawpaw is, again, one of the higher items in energy compared to apples, peaches, and grapes. It's double the vitamin C, high in antioxidants. It fruits in 3 to 5 years when it gets about 6 feet tall. So it's just a couple neat items that we're just kind of throwing in at the quote-unquote farmer's market today.
Oh, sure, and do appreciate hearing about some of these items because we don't really get to talk about them all of that much.
It's like going to Myers and buying an avocado, I'm just kidding. It's not something you do every day. You buy a bag of apples or a bag of oranges. So I thought we might be able to talk to a couple people this morning that are here at the market. And we've got a couple of the garden clubs that are here that we've got. If you give us a second. Good morning. Good morning. And we are from the Kalamazoo Garden.
Kalamazoo Garden Club and
good morning. Thank you for coming.
Thanks. Great.
Great
to have you.
You said you have a flower show that's still where?
The Garden Council has a biannual flower show, and it's at the fairground. So still open today, all day
until 9. Oh, nice, nice. Now, what does it consist of? Is it displays or people for things for sale? Or
not sale. We have design, creation, and horticulture. And so people bring those to club members or anybody can bring their specimens in. And they were all judged yesterday. And so it's just something to let people show what is grown, what they grow.
Yeah, that's nice. And see, somebody has that maybe a little pride on bringing it in to being judged. Am I correct?
Right.
So they show maybe a little self-satisfaction like I was talking about.
Yeah.
So what were those items? Just shrubs, or were they flower or vegetables?
They were annuals and perennials.
Nice shrubs? Yeah. Nice. Well, good. Thank you. And that's going on the fairgrounds today. So just wanted to say hi to some of the team members that are here. So we've got a nice lineup this morning. I know with thank you, ma'am. Just got a little breeze here. With the Chula Vista Garden Club, too, and I was saying earlier that a lot of these, per se, next generation needs to get involved with gardening. And maybe it's that mom that's really busy and doesn't have time. Maybe there's a point where that next generation needs to get their hands dirty. I seen the other day I talked about dirty fingernails, and you can really tell a gardener.
That you can. Even I'm not the most, you know, out in the garden every day, of course. But, yeah, some days it just feels good to be dirty.
Well, you know, that fingernail is almost like, you know you're a true outsider when it turns almost into a tool. You know, you're outside. It's you're scraping the tree to make sure it's alive. You're using it for the screwdriver when you don't need to quite go in the garage. So it's kind of funny. So there's another club that we are talking about through the Chula Vista.
Starting a new club for women, working women that are busy with their children in school and everything. And it's going to be held the second Tuesday of every month, starting at 6:30. And it's going to be at the Council Garden Council House on 5333 Northwest Ridge. So we'll have a lot of programs and stuff if they want to learn how to garden, if they're just starting out, whatever.
Yeah, it just starts with the basics, you know, and that way you're not scared to get something started. I hear a lot of times at Waddell's about that brown thumber.
Right. Yeah, a lot of the girls, you know, they want to stay with the younger girls, too. And we get a club going with that.
Nice. Thank you. And that's maybe somebody that's just starting, somebody that maybe Tim that just moved into that new home and just is not knowing where to start, and it's free.
Oh, like that?
Yeah. And see, some of those club members might come with, say, ideas on their own home just to get the ball rolling. So it's an idea for those young moms that are getting started. So.
All right, sounds good. We'll continue on more with that and with Andy as we continue to broadcast live from Alamo Township Park. We'll hand it back to the studio, get a quick news update and a weather update, and we'll be back on 590 WKZO.
Wouldn't you like to do something green for the environment? Planting plants and trees from Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is the original green thing to do. Waddell's is known for the largest selection of quality plants around. What benefits will you get from planting in your outdoor living area? Well, plants produce oxygen as they absorb carbon dioxide. In fact, the average tree produces enough oxygen for a family of four for a year. When you plant in your landscape, you'll be providing shade for your home, thus lowering your energy bill. Another benefit is the immediate increase in your property value. This week, three great choices to add shade and beauty to your outdoor landscape are on sale. 9 to 11 foot fall Fiesta sugar maples are just $79.97. Want some color sooner? The Royal Red Maple has burgundy foliage all season. They're on sale for just $59.97. Waddell's also has four varieties of crab apples on sale for just $11.97. You'll improve the environment and increase the beauty of your outdoor living area when you get plants from Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center. Greening Southwest Michigan for 68 years on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn. President Obama defends his decision to enter the crisis in Iraq with bombs and humanitarian aid. Today, providing food and water and medical supplies to thousands of refugees stranded on Sinjar Mountain.
As Commander-in-Chief, I will not allow the United States to be dragged into fighting another war in Iraq. American combat troops will not be returning to fight in Iraq because there's no American military solution to the larger crisis there.
President Obama in his weekly address promising,
"We're Americans, we act, we lead. And that's what we're going to do on that mountain."
One Iraqi official says that hundreds of Yazidi women have been seized by the militants. Are the airstrikes there likely to make a difference?
Given the intensity of the airstrikes, yes, there is a good possibility of them retreating or at least leaving their current positions. But they've said it loud and clear yesterday, saying that the Kurds are our enemy number one.
Reporter Saud Marani via Skype in Baghdad. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
From the 590 WKZO Newsroom, news now.
I'm Andrew Green. Lola Atkinson of Kalamazoo will not be going on trial next week after all, now that she's cut a deal with prosecutors in an arson case. Jim Whelan reports.
She was an award-winning and revered member of the Kalamazoo community, the first vice president of the NAACP, and a property owner. She could be given anything from probation to 20 years when she was sentenced on September 22nd for conspiracy to commit arson. Public safety set up a videotaped sting to record her planning with her handyman and a tenant to set fire to one of her rental properties for the insurance money. In exchange for Atkinson's guilty plea, a second charge of attempted arson will be dropped and the prosecutor will leave sentencing up to the judge. Handyman Elvis Patterson has already cut a similar deal. The tenant was the person who helped police set up the sting. I'm Jim Whelan reporting.
Family and friends of 9-year-old Michael Connor Verkirky are remembering the young boy as a sweet kid who was all about playing and having fun. They gathered last night in the playground where he was stabbed to death on Monday to remember him. 12-year-old Jamarian Lawthorne's charged as an adult with murder for allegedly stabbing Verkirky several times about 100 feet from the victim's home. Police have not determined a motive, and Lawthorne is the youngest person ever charged as an adult with murder in Kent County. Republicans held a unity dinner last night in Kent County, but it was mostly for show. John McNeil has more.
Justin Amash still hasn't talked to Brian Ellis, despite a call from Ellis to concede. A number of sources thought Amash acted like a sore winner after Tuesday's vote, demanding an apology from Ellis.
For your disgusting, despicable smear campaign.
The two apparently never looked at each other during the unity event last night. I'm John McNeil reporting.
The woman blamed for a wrong-way head-on crash on U.S. 131 this week just south of Grand Rapids did not have a driver's license. According to the Michigan Secretary of State, 36-year-old Crystal Rincones last had a license in 2008 but has continued to drive despite having it suspended for medical reasons and her driving record. She remains in critical condition after slamming into another vehicle Tuesday morning on U.S. 131 near 36th Street. The other driver, Vickers Hansen, was also hospitalized. And organizations that represent businesses around Michigan are pleased with this week's vote of the people to repeal the state's personal property tax, which businesses pay on new equipment purchases. Diane Costin has details.
The money generated from the PPT goes to local governments for things like police and fire protection. And under Proposal 1, which was passed on Tuesday, the money lost with the repeal of the tax will be replaced with money from the state's use tax. Business owners around the state had called for the PPT's repeal for years, and Southwest Michigan First Ron Kitchens says he's glad to see it go down so easily.
This was legislation that was bipartisan in a time that nothing's ever bipartisan. It was fully supported by local government employee unions and big business. It really was crafted to serve the needs of all, and it's just good policy.
Had Proposal 1 failed, then the personal property tax repeal would have been scrapped. Diane Costin reporting.
In the WKZO newsroom, I'm Andrew Green.
WKZO.com. AccuWeather forecast.
The day started with areas of fog. Overall, some hazy sunshine today. The haze caused by smoke coming from Canadian forest fires. High today, 83. Partly cloudy tonight, low 57. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 84. Sunday, partly sunny, warm and more humid. The high, 85 degrees. Thunderstorms on Monday. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams.
Get AccuWeather anytime at WKZO.com. Don't get stuck in traffic.
Honk, honk.
Traffic. Text traffic to 80373. Just another service of WKZO.
Welcome back to Over the Garden Fence. Tim and Andy are on location today, and let's head back and chat with them. This is Over the Garden Fence on 590 WKZO.
All righty, Larry. Thank you very much. Again, we're broadcasting live from Alamo Township Park for Over the Garden Fence. And once again, let's turn things over to Andy Waddell.
Hey, Tim. Thanks, everybody, for having us out today. And we're here with Dan Knight that is helping organize the Alamo Farmers Market. It is open. I've been told till 2 o'clock today right now.
That's right. We're here. Bring your kids down because we've got a playground equipment so you can drop your kids off, let them play while you do grocery shopping.
There you go.
Can't yeah. Admire.
You can't do that tomorrow. Well, you need a penny, don't you, for the horse and mire? No, I'm just kidding you. But here it's free. Yes, and there is plenty of room to run around. I see some nice swing sets and run around the baseball field.
Yeah, actually, we have about 3 miles worth of trails off in the northwest corner of our park. And we got a Boy Scout, Girl Scout camping area in our park where we're going to develop this this summer.
The trails are newer.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the trails. Basically, Otsego High School losing their track. This is going to be their new cross-country track field.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, Dan, we came over to a friend of ours in the booth this morning. We're talking to Nancy Nichols from Nichols Farm. Wondering if we could talk to Nancy. And we got some nice items here, Nancy, this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
You bet, you bet. So, Nancy, I see some real nice sweet corn that's nice and filled out. What variety?
This is Bodacious, grown by Dwayne Bleestra.
Yeah, and you said you've been freezing it for years. And
yep, I bought bushels from him for years, so it's great corn. I love it. It's all yellow corn.
Nice. And, Nancy, I have used your syrup before, and you said you evaporated down at the house. And
yes, we have maple syrup. We buy it in bulk and evaporate it down into quart, half pint, and pint.
Nice. And I even was told that if we maybe are doing a little grilling tonight or even planning for Thanksgiving.
Yep, we have fresh frozen chicken. It was dressed out in July, and I'll be doing about 60 more for my flock in a couple weeks. So you can order fresh chicken, and you can order fresh turkey for Thanksgiving.
And I just want to mention, too, the rhubarb. So I don't know. I've had rhubarb. You can add a lot of sugar, right?
Yeah, you do. And I don't have any today either.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. You know what? It's just signs backwards. But you know what? She has very nice baby tears. That's what the other sign says. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. The hail got my rhubarb. So.
Yeah. That hail. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for joining us this morning. So,
I've got some good blueberries, Leduc blueberries that I just picked up last night. Come on down. I'm calling it $3 a pint. Whatever. Come on down. Put them in with your pancakes.
Yeah. And Dan, I experienced those Leduc blueberries just a couple weeks ago. My wife went out there with her sister-in-law, and man, they were huge.
Yes, we've had a lot of good rain and whatever good weather, and they've come out on a good bumper crop this year.
Yeah.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah. I think you just said it. I think we got the moisture.
Yep.
And therefore, they just flushed right out. The sweetness was there compared to other years, too. Am I correct?
Yes, they are very good. And they also have a lot of good other products, the jellies, jams, stuff like that. Blueberry salsa, strawberry salsa.
Blueberry salsa.
Yeah.
So you can have blueberries on blueberry salsa.
On your taco.
There you go, on your chips. So.
Sweet.
So there's Dan, and so nice blueberries. So come on down and join us. And we are, again, here till 2 o'clock today at the Almost Farmers Market. So maybe you might not you do want to get those fingers dirty today. Lately, Tim, we have had a lot of flush of people looking for what I was talking about, fruit-bearing and native items that people are really demanding.
Mm-hmm. And no, there's nothing wrong with some fresh fruit on the kitchen table.
Yeah, yeah. So we are having a native class this morning. It is at 10:30. It is done by Gary Miller, one of our nursery specialists at Waddell's. It is free again. That's from 10:30 to 11:15. And just going through some of the native items that we have really started to grasp. We're doing hearty pecan, hickory, shagbark hickory, we're doing chestnut, and a lot of the items that you might not think that is possible on growing anymore. So we're real pleased on doing that. We also are seeing a real influx of just, maybe it's that staycation that people are, maybe don't have the funds to move all the way across the world for the summer, instead want to go ahead and just work in the backyard a little bit.
Nothing wrong with a staycation. Very used to that.
And it's maybe a name I might have beat up, but it really is. Somebody said the other day, you know what, I'm ready to vacation in my backyard. I didn't say it. They did.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So you see where I've mentioned that you might not do that burning bush. You might end up doing that blueberry instead. You might not do that row of shrubs. You might end up doing a row of raspberries. Instead of doing maybe a clematis, you might end up picking a grape. It's just ideas that people are looking at maybe sustainable with. So we had somebody purchase all of the blueberries at Waddell's yesterday.
Wow.
Just because they're ready to get started, Dan. And just like you're saying, with Leduc's, this was a good bumper crop season because you got real good weather. Today, it has been hot this summer, Dan?
Not really. Yeah. Another thing is, like I say, I can't wait to get down to Decatur to visit my sister. She's got a big quince tree in her backyard.
Oh, nice.
I won't see about making some quince jam.
Nice. Good. Good. We are starting to sell a couple quince trees at the store. Now, we sold quince shrubs for years, but we're starting to sell the traditional plant that was a single stalk quince tree. Kind of unusual.
Yeah, this actually is a tree that grew in my grandma's backyard, and it produces a lot of good quince and stuff. I can't wait to get out there and pick some of that stuff and make it into jam.
Tim, quince is kind of, and I'm not being funny, Dan, quince is kind of like the fruit that you'd eat in Man vs. Wild, you know. It's not your first choice, am I right, Dan?
Yeah, I'd probably rather have a handful of blueberries.
or an apple or something like that. But you pick it at the right time, it has a almost a nice apple,
right.
Apple,
right.
A tart apple flavor to it. So, yeah, it's kind of another nice one. And so Dan knows we are selling a double flowering that repeats its bloom type of quince now. And so it catches itself later on in the summer and then later on in the fall. So we have a pink and a red and a white in that has a reblooming capability.
Boy, that sounds good.
Reblooming meaning more fruit,
right,
which is kind of cool. So, okay. Well, we got a couple more minutes, and I just wanted to say, again, thanks for having us out, Dan.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Andy.
Yeah. I think the local is very important to us. Tim, I've said it before, Waddell's was not necessarily asking about local. Just recently, we've done it for 20 years, asking about that local economy. And so it's important to us to try to support your local. Come on down. I see some handcrafts right here that are gorgeous that Brenda Law has done. So maybe it's not the fruit or the vegetables that you're looking for, Dan. Or come down and talk to Gene, the pumpkin man, about the pink pumpkin, which is going to be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah. So, Tim, any last?
Well, I guess so that's kind of going to wrap it up here for this morning. Again, we appreciate the folks here in Alamo inviting us out, and hopefully you have a chance to stop on out to Alamo Township Park for the Farmers Market here until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And again, that's going to wrap up this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence here on 590 WKZO. We'll head back to the studio. Thanks to Larry there. Have yourself a great day. We'll do this again next Saturday morning.